This is Behind the Blog at Desiring God. I'm David Mathis, sitting here with Jonathan Parnell and Tony Ranke. Behind the Blog is a new effort here where we're thinking that we can give you a glimpse into what goes on day in and day out behind the blog at Desiring God. And we'd like to record these more regularly, see how it goes. Let's jump right in. Jonathan, you did a post and tweets this week, the Book of Romans in 45 tweets. Tell us the story behind that.
Yeah, the idea behind that post really came from just personal Bible reading, where when I read Paul's letters, I try to trace his argument by kind of paraphrasing each movement within his thought, trying to understand more what he's saying. And after doing that, I just thought maybe this would be neat to reduce it into tweets, 140 characters, and then put it on the blog. And so a lot of fun. We did that. And yeah, I think now we're going to try to do some more. So the plan is to walk through the Pauline corpus and put all of Paul in tweets.
Excellent. Beyond Paul, we could maybe go to Hebrews and Jude and 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John. Yeah, we'll maybe see. It doesn't work with the Gospels and Acts and Revelation, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Right now, the graphic that Stu Hamburg put together was really, really neat. It's Paul. So if we move to Hebrews, we may have to do something else there. Maybe a question mark over his...
We're going to have to solve the answer.
He took that. I mean, I think that's... The graphic's great. He took an iPad and puts it on the desk that Paul is writing on. So it's kind of a neat graphic. Check that out. I think that's one of my favorites. So
another big thing in the last week and a half, Pinterest has come to the DG blog, and DG's come to Pinterest. Tony, tell us about DG and Pinterest.
Yeah, imagine that. Pinterest has become a popular place to share images and ideas. And so we have a number of small quotes that are really suited for Pinterest quotes. God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. I mean, that's just a great little quote that you can summarize, you can put it into a graphic design, and I think has a potential to spread within a community like Pinterest. And so last Saturday we launched a Pinterest page. We also posted our first design on the blog, and we hope to do that now every Saturday. And what it allows us to do is really work with the talented artists that are in our community, graphic designers who work on computers, folks who work with pen and paper, photographers. Increasingly, we can tap the artists in the DG community to help us spread those kind of quotes. And I don't know how long Pinterest is going to be around. Indications are that they're losing a lot of users. But nevertheless, that sort of graphic-driven, quote-based spreadability, I think, is going to be around. So we'll continue to post designs on Saturdays.
And your wife put together a really clever and helpful design on Galatians 6:14. That's out tomorrow, is that right?
Yeah, that's out tomorrow.
Oh, very good. Tony, also, you interviewed Matt Chandler recently. It was on the blog this week. Tell us about the interview with Matt.
Yeah, it was great to catch up with Matt. He's a very busy guy. He's got a book out, The Explicit Gospel. He's on the book tour now. He's the new president of the Acts 29 Network, and he continues to be a pastor of a large church in Texas. And so he's just got incredible amount of ministry responsibilities right now. And he took a little bit of time out of his schedule for us to sort of answer some questions so we could catch up with him. And he's now on the tour. He sent the interview back to us right before he left for T4G, and he spoke there before the tour started. And David, give us a little bit of an update on T4G. You were there.
Yeah, T4G, Together for the Gospel. Conference happens every other year. This is the fourth time now, began in 2006. This may have been the most memorable and seemed to have the most spiritual effect for the most. It was a fantastic conference. Some highlights, I would encourage you, check out Lig Duncan's message. The best I've heard, Lig Duncan. David Platt's Wednesday night message on missions was memorable. Outstanding conference. Great place to see other people and network. About 8,000 evangelical reformed folks there.
Amazing.
Incredible rhythm in our day of these the Gospel Coalition, TGC, and T4G conferences happening every year back and forth. Great place to go.
Just give us the name again for that arena.
It was at the KFC Yum Center in Louisville, Kentucky, the new basketball arena for the University of Louisville.
With an exclamation mark.
That's right, exclamation after Yum. We were speculating that maybe they had to pay more for that name than maybe, say, AT&T or Verizon or who else would have put their name on the arena. What do we got coming up on the blog next week, guys?
Next week we have a new video resource from Pleasures of God. We hope to release... Pleasures of God was re-released this year, 2012, and Pastor John recently sat down with the seminary guys at Bethlehem over the course of 3 weeks and had some Q&A just walking through the chapters of Pleasures of God. Mm-hmm. So look for that next week.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and Trillia Newble has written a post for us on Wednesday about celebrating diversity in the home of great peace for parents.
Our time is up. See you next time on Behind the Blog.